This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional? I suspect you are. I'm just saying. I suspect you are that person. Okay. Let's see. We've got all kinds of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. Convention time. It's convention time. Convention number six. Number six of New California State, that's going to be happening in San Luis Obispo, and we're really, really excited about what's going to be happening in New California. Really proud of everybody's effort to make it happen, and it's going to be a wonderful time. Our keynote speakers include Chris Ann Hall, Constitutional Authority. She'll be definitely there, and also Agnes Gibbity, she's a New Californian. She's Senator for New California, and she's also been running for the 31st District down there in Southern California. And it's going to be interesting. She's one of two in the race. There's only two. There's a write-in, they say, in the race, whatever the write-in's going to do, to give them a little bit of competition, I guess. I don't know. Do you remember we have this March 3rd election going on, and it's interesting how this whole thing is built up in California. It's actually a money grab. They're going to rig the election so they can do the money grab. Anyway, that's another little story about California. They're hurting for money. We know that. Okay, the other part of it is it's going to be the elections in California are completely corrupted. Completely corrupted. I mean, from top to bottom. It's really sad, and it's the state officials who have done most of the corrupting, except in some various and sundry counties out there, large population counties, L.A. County, San Francisco, and Sacramento. Shocking. You find that shocking? Anyway, really the rural counties are pretty well run from an election standpoint. It's just you know, the rules change. They change the rules to the advantage of them versus us, you know, that sort of thing. So the corruption is replete. We don't, you know, remember, it's a Stalinist election. Doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the vote. That's the California voting style. It's pure communism. Anyway, really, we used to laugh at this back in the day. You know, oh, in the Soviet Union, this is how they vote. It doesn't matter who votes. It's who counts the votes. That's just, you know, Joseph Stalin. That's just the way things are done there. And now we look at California. Well, you know, it's a California voting system. Don't you feel good that you can vote, even though it doesn't count? Because, you know, after all, it's not who votes, meaning it's nothing for you because your vote doesn't count. It's who's counting the votes that really counts. That now we're saying about California. I mean, I can remember that back in the day when I was a kid going, well, that's the way they vote. And I'm going, well, that's not very fair. Well, now here it is. We're living the dream, or the nightmare, I guess you could say. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. The Oregon situation is kind of getting right out of hand. And you got these 11 Republican senators have, again, absented themselves. They've absented themselves from the Senate so that there will not be a cap-and-trade bill like California has the cap-and-trade. And how is that California Air Resources, the most corrupt, one of the most corrupt entities in America, extorting people, truckers and farmers and ranchers and all the people in the rural areas out of their money. Interesting how it works. So anyway, that's just sort of the way it works, isn't it? It's all going to be solved. You know, there is just a polar difference. And the defining moment for New California will be the startup of the construction of the state constitution. The state constitution. That's when I say the startup. We actually laid down the framework months ago, years ago. This whole process has been going on for years. We've laid down the framework for the construction of the Constitution by us, and we anticipate that we will be approved by the state in short order, then move on to the Congress. And this time next year, we'll be, I think, engaged in Congress to seek approval to become the 51st state. That's going to be a very, very exciting time, you know, for people. And it really is. It really is. It's very, very clear, and I think we've made the case very, very strongly that a new state government is in order for California, and that the repression and everything, the totalitarianism that we're experiencing, has got to stop. The invasion, you know, the domestic violence, it's all got to stop. And these are going to be very pointedly pointed out at the end of this convention. So this is something of a general thing that I think everybody seems to understand, wants to understand, and the conveyance, if you will, on the people of the citizens of the United States living in California. United States citizens who are being pushed aside at every turn, And, of course, that's what we're seeing. That's what we are seeing right now is this oppression, if you will, this oppression, and this oppression is going to stop. S-T-O-P, stop. So anyway, we got a lot of things going on. We got to build this whole thing, which is what we're doing. And I'm really, I just want to say one thing, how proud I am of everybody that, of what's going on. Okay, so Sheriff blows Obama DHS whistleblower's suicide narrative apart. Says death not ruled a suicide. Now this gets into the Philip Haney situation. Says when a controversial political figure dies, it hardly helps to indulge in fact-challenged conspiracy theories, right? If you're in officialdom, however, it hardly helps those conspiracy theories from being formed when you issue a statement that the cause of death before the actual cause of death has been established. That seems to be the case in the death of Philip Haney, a former Department of Homeland Security official and whistleblower who went public with charges that the Obama administration blew chances to stop terrorist attacks. Since his testimony, Haney had become a controversial pundit on the issue of radical Islam, penning a 2016 book titled See Something, Say Nothing, a Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. It says, on Friday morning, according to the Washington Examiner, Haney was found dead 40 miles east of Sacramento, California, in rural Amador County, at a park and ride adjacent to State Highway 16 near State Highway 124. The cause of death was a gunshot wound to the head. Now, it was explained to me, in fact, with researchers to New California, who have pretty good ties to everything. We were, they're dinging on me now. In fact, we understood that this was a suicide with a gunshot wound to the chest. And there are reports to that effect. Besides the Examiner. It says, on Saturday, according to Sacramento Bee, the Amador County Sheriff's Office reported Haney was deceased and appeared to have suffered a single self-inflicted gunshot wound, likely from a weapon found near his RV. 2 days later, this changed quite a bit. Now, and again, I'm throwing in the third op because there's no denying that that's what, you know, the gunshot wound, the single shot, yes, but we were hearing it was from a single shot to the chest. Which, if you know anything about political suicides like this, it's a mark of a certain group of people who do this to the chest. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
whole thing about the Philip Payne. We've been reading it closely monitoring it. And we're not yet revealing a lot of things, but it's pretty evident something is not right. And first of all, the news stories that were coming out and what we were reading, what we were informed about on the inside, gunshot wound to the chest. And as I said earlier, there's a certain group of folks who like to shoot people in the chest. Right? It's a tell, as they say, a mark of certain people who want certain people dead. Shocking. And now all of a sudden the disinformation, that's won the case. And, you know, now you've got the Amador County Sheriff right in the middle of it. They have changed their story. And this is, as this article goes from what is this? This is the Western Journal. You know, I'm sure they pick up their news from other people, but this is, you know, okay, I'm going to go down here. I think they got AP or something like that helping with this. No, it's their own stuff. Anyway, so the first reports that they wrote and have been surfacing, of course, this says unfortunately there was misinformation. This is as they said in the Sacramento. It said in the Sacramento Bee. Well, I'll start over here. This is as close as we can get with the Washington Examiner. It says, on Friday morning, according to the Washington, Haney was found dead 40 miles east of Sacramento in rural Amador County at a park and ride adjacent to State Highway 16 near Highway 124, and the cause of death was a gunshot wound to the head. Now, that's different from what we were told, the cause of death. Well, the first story I heard, he was found alongside the road, not in any vehicle at all. And that prompted us on, was there a vehicle? Was he in the vehicle? That was a great deal of debate and hours going by and investigations going by. We weren't getting conclusive answers on our own investigation. So this is how this is all starting to shape up. So then the tell about being shot in the chest, gunshot wound to the chest. Now we're going, wait a minute, only a certain set of characters do that. Where they claim, oh, a suicide, gunshot wound. I mean, you know, think about it. Gunshot wound to the chest. That's a real likely place to commit suicide, right? So that, of course, is the other tell. Maybe it wasn't a suicide. But then also the what hasn't been brought out yet is Haney telling people, we don't understand that he'll never commit suicide. And his lifestyle was certainly becoming a little bit better. But, you know, clearly the guy's at risk. Let's face it. Anybody, you know, doing the counter operations like this is going to be at risk, and he was. But there's some agreements now going on that there was a single inflicted gunshot wound. Now it's saying to the head. Now we're going to the Sacramento Bee. It says the Amador County Sheriff's Office reported Haney was deceased and appeared to have suffered a single self-inflicted gunshot wound, likely from a weapon found near his RV. All right. Now, 2 days later, this changed quite a bit. It says, unfortunately, there was misinformation immediately being put out that we have determined Mr. Haney's death to be a suicide. On Monday night news releases, a Monday night news release from the Amador County Sheriff's read, according to the Washington Examiner, this is not the case. We are currently in the beginning phase of our investigation, and any final determination as to the cause and manner of Mr. Haney's death would be extremely premature and inappropriate. Shocking. Shocking, right? The statement also gave more context as to where Haney was found. Now, this clears up, but that we were investigating what we were told by what we believe to be very credible people. He was found outside of a vehicle alongside the road. Our initial reports, no vehicle involved. And then, where was the gun? Which we couldn't determine. And now they're saying the gun was found near the vehicle, his RV. And he was in the RV, apparently. We think so. Now, this is what they're saying. It says, quote, Highway 16 is a very busy state highway and used as a main travel route to and from Sacramento. The location is less than 3 miles from where Haney was living, it read. So now that answers the question. He was living in Amador County. As the Examiner reported, sheriff's investigators conducted a neighborhood canvass and interviewed Haney's RV park neighbors on the day of the incident, and they also examined key areas for any video surveillance that may have existed from that time, and a forensic autopsy has been scheduled. The sheriff's office stated it is continuing to investigate. Additionally, we have reached out to our law enforcement partners, and they found apparently phone records and a laptop that were recovered at the scene. Now, that a laptop could be very interesting. It is unclear where this misinformation came from, given the first statement apparently came from the sheriff's office, the same entity that issued the second statement about Haney's death. What's clear is that if there were any doubt, it was probably one of those cases in which authorities ought to have proceeded with caution. Well, thanks for the commentary there. It says, in addition to the punditry and book writing, which clearly had a very political aspect to it, Haney had testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2016, claiming that he had been ordered to delete files on individuals who had connections with Islamic terror groups and that they were issues with Obama-era officials recognizing the concept of radical Islam, among other things, recognizing it. In the 2016 commentary piece for The Hill, Haney claimed this information could have been used to save lives, and he goes on to list many of the radicalized Islamic attacks on the United States during the Obama era, which we said quite proudly, these are obviously sponsored by Obama because of his policies. And then Haney came forward, and we're saying, this is verification. You got a guy coming forward in 2016 saying, wait a minute, you know, this is what they were doing. This is how they're cleansing records. And he goes on to talk about many of the things that the names that he was investigating that were radicalized Islamists. He was talking about the mosque, all these different places that radical Islamic terrorists were being bred from, basically. It was a breeding ground. And this was part of their investigation. And he was right in the center of it. And lo and behold, when Obama becomes president, all of a sudden his files are dumped. He gets confronted. He actually, at some point, is treated like, you know, a criminal. They get stripped of all of his security. So they were cleansing the records, that all the research that he had done on radical Islamic terrorism. And, of course, then it starts to happen with the same cast of characters. You know, Detroit honor killing, U.S. Capitol, the Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who conducted the Boston bombing, Oklahoma beheading suspect Alton Nolan, Muhammad Yusuf, who opened fire on two military installations in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Remember that? I think 14, 15 people killed. That's just to mention a few. And also, who could have been stopped was the two at the San Bernardino killing. Of course, they were from the Riverside Mosque down there. And he documented all this stuff. He had their names in sight. And, of course, the other thing, too, was the Pulse nightclub. That individual had been picked out by him earlier in the research, yet, you know, everything ignored by the Obama administration, who he was reporting to. See, that's why this guy's pretty valuable, if you think about it. We understand he had, a kill switch. In other words, somebody kills him, something's going to happen. So wait for additional information to come out, because I'm sure he took care of business that there's going to be he was writing a book that's going to expose more of what was going on in the Obama situation. So that's another thing. It says the Amador County office noted that there was an overwhelming number of persons who were calling our office from throughout the United States asking for detailed information on an investigation. We just got inundated with people calling and demanding information, Amador County Under Sheriff Gary Redmond said. It's a lot of people claiming they were friends trying to tell us there was no way he would have committed suicide. Well, that's a fact. I think everybody knew that. See, everybody, this is where you have this reality disconnect between people that are not doing deep research and following these things. You know, like we have been following these things for years. And just need to listen to the guy, do some of his interviews. It was quite clear. And of course, was it to the head? Was it to the chest? No, I don't know. We'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're all over this Haney thing. We're not as all over it as we could be. We're waiting. I mean, I think we've pretty much got everything in order and information on our end. Our researchers have been quite all over it, and it certainly, in fact, we know what's going on. It's a matter of letting certain things play out, I think, at this point in time. I'm willing to let the sheriff do his thing and kind of get the report out there and see what that's all kind of looking like, because there's already a big irregularity that went out. And the awkwardness of the press release, I'm going to go back to reading that, because, you see, this is the thing, is that the awkwardness of the press release is something that's... kind of got me a little, you know, going, hey, wait a minute, something's not right. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just thinking out loud, something is not right in the hood, if you know what I mean. So we're going to take a look at this. I'm going to go back to the original press release that's on Agenda 21 Radio, if I can find the artist deep down here now. Ah, Obama DHLK found dead. Now, this is from the 23rd, I think. We got this from Breitbart as a source. And it matches pretty much what we were hearing. It says, this is, again, 3 days ago, 4 days ago. It's actually 4 days ago. It's the 22nd, and we put it up on the 23rd, which was 1 day after they found him.
Philip Haney, former Department of Homeland Security official during the Obama administration, who blew the whistle on shortcomings within his own agency, was found dead in California on Friday with a gunshot wound to the chest. Several news outlets report, citing a statement from law enforcement. Authorities have said the gunshot wound appears to have been self-inflicted, stressing that the investigation is ongoing. 66-year-old Haney had been missing since the 19th and died from a gunshot wound to his chest 2 days later, Red State and Heavy reported. Now, okay, so this is what we're hearing as a report from Red State and from Heavy. Who's Heavy? I've read State. You know, that's a news story. We don't use Red State. I'm gonna go ahead and click on the source of the original story from Red State. It says Philip Haney, administration whistleblower, shot to death. All right, now this is coming from Red State. Shot to death. It says law enforcement has learned that Philip Haney, a one-time DHS whistleblower who was reportedly dismissed by Democratic lawmakers and officials inside the Obamasters, as well as their affiliate, the mainstream media, is dead. Haney retired from DHS in 2018 after... No, it was 2000... That's wrong. That's wrong. He appeared to be... he appeared on Megyn Kelly and Sean Hannity shows, and that's it. That's true. Haney's job involves searching for individuals with links to terrorist groups. In 2016, in an interview with Fox News, Hannity, he explained on two occasions his carefully prepared files had been purged. It says, friends told Let that Haney was planning to go back on the road in advance of the election. He said that he would doubling down on efforts to protect Americans from progressives and leftists. Anyway, it said report as of 10 a.m. Saturday that he had not received independent information. That they had not received independent confirmation from the Sheriff's Department, but sources within law enforcement have verified there's a death investigation underway. Let's statement said it is unclear what had happened or how, and that details are still emerging. On Friday, Haney's body was found outside of San Francisco, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it says in the video, Sean Hannity, I don't know what that. Note, second video, don't want that. Okay, so this is not clear if they're using this as the source of this information. And what I'm trying to do is bore down into it like we normally do. Breitbart, very credible. They're reporting and using this source, and this is now Andrew Bostom, a tweet from him, whoever Andrew Bostom is. We don't know who Andrew Bostom is. Who is Andrew Bostom? Academic, MDs, and authors of The Legacy of Jihad. Okay, that's who this guy is. He's a writer. Okay, it says, while the details are sketchy at the moment, Phil went missing on Wednesday in the area he called home in Northern California, in which he returned after passing his beloved wife, Francesca, following a long struggle with a series of terrible health afflictions. On Friday morning, his sheriff's deputy finally found his body with a gunshot wound to the chest. As of now, we have no word with suspects or motives. It's hard to overstate the magnitude of this loss to the cause of freedom, Phil's service. Blah. So he says in this article that they had that this, of course, happened. Okay, that's from Red State. That's from Red State. So let's check the other one. Red State? Yeah, Red State. No, we don't need that one. Okay, that one's done. The other one from Heavy reported the same thing, I believe. So I'm doing the investigation of the event. So you really do have Red State's pretty critical, Heavy reporting. Maybe discovered outside of San Francisco. I think they're saying the same thing. It was a gunshot wound to the head, to the chest. Apparently, yeah, this is the other one. Okay, so we got that. Two sources, Breitbart's using it. A lot of these, higher level, bigger organizations will use at least two sources to confirm whatever they're saying. It says gunshot wounds to the chest are uncommon in the case of suicides. Data reportedly showed. So a lot of these articles, and we did not get into the explanation of this. I guess we're doing it right now. They're very rare to be shot in the chest. That brings us to something else. So there are certain organizations, let's say, terrorist organizations that when they kill you, they shoot you in the chest. It's a tell, they say. It's a mark. And there's only a couple of them that would do this. And by the way, there's a whole, if you take a look at gunshot wound suicides to the chest, and you can wiki this, you can investigate it, this is all open source stuff. You find that there is only one or two organizations that use this technique of suicide by gunshot wound to the chest. And of course, it's not suicide, especially as you start to look into the cast of characters and the affiliations of the person who died, right? That's what you want to do. This is Washington Examiner. This is coming out fresh now. So this is what they said from Breitbart about the Washington Examiner. Learned from the Amador County Sheriffs that the deputies and detectives responded to reports Friday morning, 10:12 a.m., of a male subject on the ground with a gunshot wound in the area of on the ground. See, that's the other thing. He was on the ground. He wasn't in the car. Now we're getting stories. He was in the car. Really? Because, again, why would you be on the ground with a gunshot wound to the chest when you commit suicide? That wouldn't make sense. It would make more sense that you're in the car with a gunshot wound to the head, right? That would make more sense. In the world of, you know, trying to cover up suicides, I guess. I don't know. But you see what I'm saying? It says, Representative Stephen King, this is Representative Stephen King, said Haney didn't kill himself, as claimed by law enforcement who ruled this death a suicide. Haney was in a position of an archive of information he considered an insurance policy in the case he was ever found dead. And the story is he did have around his neck a thumb drive. I don't think that's where he planted the source of the information, but there is apparently a book that's already been written. And again, that's my understanding at this point in time, but with this Haney thing and with all these other things, every day goes by, and we're investigating. We are actively investigating this because there's so much to it. Emails, anybody? Emails? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar. So we'll bring you up to date on what's going on with the Filipino situation, and it relates to a lot of different things, let me tell you, and what's going to be happening in the next several months, and with the coronavirus, all this other good stuff that's going on, right? Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff, huh? No, it's not good stuff, and I'll tell you, whatever this virus that I had a while back, geez. Here we go. This is a scandal. ABC reporters suspended after calling self socialist Trump a nasty name and ripping networks coverage. Maybe he's going to be gone. Maybe, but no one knows for sure. Here we go. Averting dam catastrophe. Feds order California reservoir drained over earthquake fears. Shocking. We've been hearing about this for quite some time. And once again, the Oroville Dam rears its ugly head. They just got an infusion of cash from the federal government. I think that hopefully they're going to actually use the money to repair the dam properly, but I doubt it. Don't be surprised if they abscond with the funds, which is what's happened. Big problems in California with the dams. You know, that's the thing about New California. We're going to get all that stuff. Yeah, we're going to need some help with this.
The reservoir sits behind a 250-foot man-made dam between Morgan Hill and San Jose, instrumental in the South Bay's water supply. Enough water for tens of thousands of people. Come October, it could be empty.
Curious as to why now? Like, you know, who made the decision? What are they going to do to fix the problems that they're going to cause?
Questions to the federal government's order to drain the reservoir. Regulators citing the dam doesn't meet current earthquake standards and could collapse.
The dam's pretty old, and in the event of a big earthquake, there'd be major damage to the community.
The district previously limited the reservoir's capacity to 45%, but in a letter from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the commission wrote, "We do not concur that the current reservoir restriction appropriately balances the competing issues at this project." In a statement, the water district said, "With these new requirements, we expect to see an impact to groundwater basins that are replenished with water released from Anderson Reservoir. Staff is already exploring other sources of water." Concerns now for the wildlife if Coyote Creek dries up, and a drought as the Bay Area faces a dry February.
There's been water restrictions, so I'm guessing those will stay in place, and we'll see what happens.
We have three aqueducts. We have a full groundwater basin here. We have another remote groundwater basin in Kern County.
Patrick Ferraro, a former water district board member for 23 years, is not too worried. He says the county has built a resilient water system with various sources of water to last a few years. He says replacing the dam was inevitable.
This is just an acceleration of something that was already in motion, but in slow motion. This just speeds it up.
Well, there you go.
says the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission ordered last week the Anderson Reservoir to be completely drained by October 1st due to fears that the 240-foot high Eastern Anderson Dam poses too great a risk of collapse if an earthquake strikes. Of course, this is in a major earthquake area, right? Major. It is unacceptable to maintain the reservoir at an elevation higher than necessary when it can be reduced, thereby decreasing the risk to public safety and large populations downstream. Dave Kapka, director of FERC's Division of Dam Safety and Inspections, wrote in a letter Thursday to Santa Clara Water District, which owns the reservoir. Says Anderson Reservoir was built in 1950 between San Jose and the community of Morgan Hill and can hold 90,000 acre-feet of water. The reservoir is the largest in Santa Clara County and holds more than half the water of the district's capacity of all its facilities. So build a better dam. And it's an earthen-filled dam, of course. This is kind of like one of the precursor dams that led to the Oroville Dam being built starting up. They started that whole project in the late 50s. This was built in 1950, so it kind of gives you a little bit of an idea. It says the dam's water level has been kept at a maximum of 74% of capacity because of assessment that it would fail at a 7.2 magnitude quake or stronger. It says the reservoir was built along the Calaveras Fault. On Monday, amid the threat of another drought in California, Anderson Reservoir was just 29% full. A seismic retrofit project has been underway because of its state classification 2017 as an extremely high downstream hazard. Studies have shown a large earthquake could damage Anderson Dam, causing an uncontrolled release of water that could inundate cities and rural areas from San Francisco Bay south to Monterey Bay, including much of Silicon Valley, according to the Water District. In 2019, Valley Water produced a video depicting a worst-case scenario if it filled. Of course, These are kind of interesting videos. I don't know if this has any sound. I doubt it. But it's an inundation video. Shows the inundation zone. They got a little music here as a background. If the dam was to fail, what would happen? And now they've got a pretty good diagram here. These are kind of cool little things when they show you what will happen when a dam goes down. And, of course, looking at this, show the now remember it's a natural earthen filled dam, and what would happen, of course, when an earthen filled dam goes, it really goes piping and all the stuff that goes internally in the dam. And they're showing the inundation zone now going into the valleys, you know, just super saturate everything around the Morgan Hill area into the bay. Be devastating. It would go many miles to the bay. That's the other thing. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Get your ticket to the 6th Constitutional Convention. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Anyway, we are working very, very hard for you. Gosh, I can't believe it's already the show's over. 3 hours just, doink, gone. Absolutely gone. Anyway, you got a lot of things going on. And the convention, please go to the convention if you want to check it out and see what's happening. You know, people talk a big game about doing these kind of things. You know, oh, we got to have an Article 5 constitutional convention and stuff, right? It's kind of interesting. The convention itself is the only constitutional convention going on right now in the nation. Hello? The only opportunity you get to go see these kind of things, which are, you know, historical in nature and only happen every 100. This is the only constitutional convention of this sort since 1861 when West Virginia went to convention. And now here we are, New California. Man, have we developed? Have we developed? The situation is just awesome. It is absolutely awesome. I'm really proud of everybody who's been associated with New California. We're poised at this point in time to basically have the coming out party, which we will do. We absolutely will do. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I really appreciate your listenership. And for you citizen journalists who have been pinging me and emailing me and even talking on the phone and all this other good stuff, keep up the great work because you're making a huge dent in the deep state. Anyway, thanks for listening. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We'll be right back. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.